It's time for KCCU's Slice of Life with Mary McClure.
Things we blurt out when we're surprised, startled, scared, or annoyed change over the years. What our parents said, we don't say. What we say, our kids don't say. I don't even know what young people today say. Well, actually, lots of older people, too, because I have my fingers in my ears trying to avoid the F word. But I've been reminded of a couple of the older exclamations. One was the title of a book review by James Wood in a New Yorker magazine, Funny, Ha Ha, Funny, Peculiar. Wood was reviewing the stories of writer Helen D. Witt and her book of what he termed very loosely linked short fiction, titled Some Trick, 13 Stories. I was not familiar with D. Witt's writing, which Wood characterized as tart, brisk, snobbish, antic. But when he wrote that in her book there are passages and pages that had him laughing out loud, I put the book on my list to order. But it wasn't the book or the author that caught my attention. It was the title of the article, Funny, Ha Ha, Funny, Peculiar. I remembered the time when someone told you something and you replied, "That's funny." They would persist with funny ha-ha or funny peculiar. And you would go on to explain what you meant, sometimes having to think about it first. In fact, now and then, someone still asks for clarification if you give a "that's funny" answer, and I kind of like that because it makes you think about what you think. The other mild exclamation of surprise is "heavens to Betsy." I hadn't thought of that one for a long time until I came to 36 across in a crossword puzzle. The clue was heavens to blank exclamation point, and I immediately knew the answer was Betsy. I think that response was most popular in my mother's generation. I've never said it myself, and I'm pretty sure no one under 90 says it now. However, when I asked my grandson to finish this saying, "heavens to," he immediately answered, "Betsy." So it is still hanging around on conversational fringes. This phrase popped up in the mid-1800s. Nobody seems to know. Was Betsy a real person? And if so, who? Betsy Ross, who made the first American flag, has been suggested. But early American settlers called their favorite rifle or pistol Betsy. Researchers think it was probably just an invented name. Funny, isn't it? Perhaps I could work both of these phrases into one conversation sometime. Say, someone tells me something slightly shocking, and I respond, "heavens to Betsy," and she says, "that's funny," and I say, "funny ha-ha or funny peculiar." And we're off to a real conversation.
Join us again for KCCU's Slice of Life with Mary McClure. Slice of Life can also be heard anytime through KCCU's podcast. You can listen to Slice of Life through Spotify, Amazon, and Apple Podcast platforms. Learn more by going to kccu.org.